Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Give us a call at 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today, we're going to be doing what's called watching the thinker. Now, meditation is the practice of watching, listening, witnessing, and observing our life and our reactions to it. And what tends to take us away from that wider perspective is our thoughts. It's sort of like sitting on top of a mountain watching the town below, and then when our thoughts get triggered, we disappear down this rabbit hole chasing all these thought forms around and lose our perspective. Most people go into meditation thinking that we're going to stop our mind cold from thinking. And though it is a possibility that at some point we might be able to do that, the real practice itself is simply to watch or observe not only our experiences, but also noticing that the mind is constantly distracted by thinking. To start to see the thinking function of the mind as just a mechanism like a cog in a wheel, and our conscious awareness is more of a big mind state. The thinker is the little absorbed mind, and the observer is the big mind awareness. We need our thinking mind. There's a lot of uses for it, but we don't have to let it control our lives. Who are we without our thoughts? This is the big question that meditation begins to explore. Now, in the well-known book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, that was published in the 90s and seriously put on the map by Oprah Winfrey's book club in the late 90s, there's a chapter on freeing yourself from your mind. And it explores what it really means to watch the thinker. One example he gives is that we all have probably come across people in the street who are incessantly talking to themselves out loud, and we call them crazy or mad or psychotic, etc. But the funny thing is, it isn't much different from what all us so-called normal people do, except we don't tend to do it out loud. If we really listen to the voice in our heads as an observer, we'll notice that it constantly comments, speculates, judges, compares, complains, likes, dislikes, plans, organizes strategies, and on and on and on. And like that crazy person on the street, we have an invisible friend too that we're in constant conversation with, and that's our thinking mind. So to find peace, we'd have to stop the conversation and just rest. Meditation is really the act of resting and observing while we rest, not only to observe the chattering mind, but we can develop the ability to shift our observation and our attention to other things at will, like the sounds around us, the temperature and sensations of our body, or the movement of our own breath. And as we practice, we gain sort of a perspective on this thinking mind and feel less in the grip of it and more as like an oversight committee, able to choose where we want our attention to go. Thinking is inherently complicated, and observing is inherently simple. There's just no pressure to do anything or to get it right. As it is, it's simply our natural state of being. And with that in mind, we might even begin to experience what's often referred to as our true nature, that of simplicity, peace, calm, the listening and observing of being. And after a while, we can be more sensitive and aware of what we're listening to, whether it's the chattering mind or the presence of being simple and open and free. So, shall we give it a try? Go ahead and find a comfortable position. And if you're sitting in a chair or a couch or something, you can let your back be supported. Put cushions behind you if you like. If you're sitting on the floor, put a cushion under your hips so your knees are lower than your hips. And this allows your back and your belly to soften. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow out as slowly as you can out of the mouth. And again, inhaling through the nose and blowing nice and slow. One more time. This is our preparation breath, our cleansing breath. So take your time. Allow the breath to help you settle in and go from your outside busy mind to your inside observing mind. And then shift over to breathing in and out of your nose. Just noticing what that feels like. Sometimes it feels like there's a lot of effort to breathe at first. And little by little, just letting go of the effort and becoming the witness of the breath, trusting that the breath is an automatic function of the body and doesn't need you to control it. And as you connect with the breath, allow your mind to do what's called labeling the breath. So as you breathe in, you can say silently to yourself, inhale. And then you do that on the exhale. Just naming it to yourself two or three times. And this is what I call an anchor point. So anytime your mind wanders down the rabbit hole of thoughts, and you can reconnect with the body and the breath, whether it be through the sounds around you, or the temperature sensations, or just the observer of your mind catching yourself, then you'll return to the breath and you'll label it two or three times. Inhale and exhale. And that's all you have to do, just being right there in your body. And I'm going to check in with you in a few minutes. You just keep going, sitting, observing, witnessing, letting yourself be. And when the mind wanders, bring yourself back to body and breath. Notice if your thinking is taking you down the rabbit hole. No big deal. It's just a cog in a wheel. Remember, just a mechanism that's always running in the background. And you can step back out of that rabbit hole. Tell yourself, oh, I was just thinking. No big deal. And back to the inhale and the exhale, repeating the labels a few times to reconnect with that part of you that can witness and observe. And I'll check in with you again.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And today we're being very simple, witnessing, observing, and noticing, really amplifying our awareness and letting go of the busy mechanism of the chattering mind. So when we catch ourselves thinking or lost in thought, we simply say to ourselves, I was just thinking, it's no big deal. And come back to a few inhales and exhales and re-centering in the witness. Thank you. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. Can you notice the difference between the stress of following thoughts and the natural sense of relaxation of just being present and witnessing? And as you learn to meditate and you practice each week, you'll develop that relationship to that peace, that natural state of calm, more and more easily. Bringing the breath into the base of your spine, inhale up your back, and exhale down the front of the body. Good. Two more times, inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. You've been listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, above the Antique Clock Shop in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.